From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on the program, why former Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi is paying $50,000 a month to a powerful Republican lobbying firm.
First, the Los Angeles Times is reporting this morning that the Joint Chiefs of Staff are expected to tell President Bush that troop levels in Iraq should be cut by almost half by next year. The co-author of the article, Julian Barnes, is with us now from Washington. Welcome, Julian. You report that the Joint Chiefs are expected to call for a radical cut in troop levels in Iraq next year. Who is telling you this, and how confident are you of your sources?
Well, we have talked to administration officials and military officials about this. And if we weren't confident about the story, we wouldn't have published it. Now, it is possible that General Pace could soften his advice in the next days, but what we're hearing right now is that the White House is expecting him to come to them and advise a fairly sharp cut in 2008.
This is General Peter Pace, the Marine Corps general who is chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Why is this information coming out now before the report that's expected in a few more weeks from General David Petraeus, the commander in Iraq, who is expected to ask for higher troop levels?
Well, what we have going on in Washington right now is lots of policymakers and military leaders forming their advice to the president in advance of the Petraeus recommendations, in advance of President Bush's decision of what he, how he wants to go forward in Iraq. General Pace is out of office at the end of September. His term was not renewed. So if he is going to deliver advice to the president, he needs to do it now.
You write that the chiefs are taking this position because they are genuinely very concerned about strains on the military as a result of the current troop levels in Iraq. That's it for them.
That's right. They have been very public about this. Just last week, General George Casey delivered a speech where he talked about the need to have a sustainable force in Iraq to be able to respond to other emergencies around the world. They argue that with 20 brigades or even 15 brigades in Iraq, they simply cannot be ready for another emergency.
They want it under 100,000 troops by, what, 6-7 months from now?
Well, they're talking about having a force of under 100,000 troops sometime in 2008.
I read your complete story in the LA Times. I have to say it's explosive to my eyes as a report from Washington about a political struggle that's going on. I haven't seen top military leadership take a position contrary to the White House like this publicly. People have been talking to you.
We have a situation in Washington where a lot of people believe that the Iraq strategy has reached a critical phase and that it is important to figure out how best to go forward in the months to come. You know, General Pace has convened this Council of Colonels, this group of very smart mid-level officers who are charged with coming up with some creative solutions.
These are all officers with Iraq combat experience.
That's right. They've all served in Iraq or Afghanistan, and they are the membership of this group has changed over time. But they are, you're chosen to do this because you are a creative thinker.
Julian Barnes, a reporter with the Los Angeles Times, speaking with us from Washington. Julian, thank you.
Thank you.